We are joined on the phone by Trent Knapp, fifth for Team Knapp, representing Saskatchewan out at this year's Brier and St. John's Newfoundland. Let's start with the games yesterday. You actually played both Newfoundland and Labrador teams yesterday. Let's talk about the one with Brad Gushue, though. You guys lost that one, but how cool was it to play against him and his last Brier in front of his hometown? You probably grew up watching him, too.
Yeah, all five of us in the lineup definitely grew up watching Brad Gushue. He's been a curling icon in Canada, but more particularly in St. John's, Newfoundland. So to play in front of that home barn for Brad, it was, again, like I haven't had goosebumps or shivers kind of in a curling environment all that often. Surprise, surprise, but there were definitely all those last night. It was crickets for our shots, but
yeah.
If they make a center line guard, it's erupting, right? A pretty high percentage curling shots. I don't think any of us will ever experience anything like that. And the fact that we played them really hard, I felt like we actually probably had the edge on them. It just, curling's a funny game that way. A shot here or there can kind of dictate the outcome.
Well, that's the thing. Like, all of your games have been close games. You've really been in it. How has the experience been with the second Brier?
It's been really good. I was a player. I played lead back in London with the guys, and then this year I'm the alternate. And just being able to be behind the scoreboard watching them and just see, like, well, my twin brother Kelly, like how he's developed as a skip over the last number of years, like it's just really impressive. And I'm very proud twin, that's for sure. And then Brennan Jones, played with him a long time, and seeing he's always been a stud of a shot maker, but again, he only keeps getting better too. And we definitely wanted the outcomes to be different this week. We were totally right there. It was like over the course of 10 ends. Again, you look back on it, and it's such a fine line in this game. The Brier, it's pretty heavy competition. And yeah, you can play really well and lose, and that's kind of what's happened this week. We're going to fight hard today, obviously, to try to get to 500. Definitely a record you want to kind of, you don't want to come home with a losing record, so we still take this game. Pretty seriously. It's been a tough week. A lot of really good competition. I think it's showcasing curling in Canada. And yeah, I guess it just keeps you hungry for the next time.
Trent Knapp on the phone with us, fifth for Team Knapp, representing Saskatchewan at the Brier. Give us a behind-the-scenes look. What's something that you guys either get to do or maybe something you're given at the Brier that the public like wouldn't know about?
For us, and I think it would be unanimous amongst our team, so just the transportation services in St. John's, it's been incredible. And every Brier, I've volunteered at Briers in Regina before, and so I kind of know what all the work that goes into it looks like. But I will just say, it's a lighter schedule, a championship like this. Like, you'll play one game a day here, a couple games another day, and then you even have an off day. So in our off days, just the volunteers, like Karen, I'll name drop her. She's been one of our transportation drivers. And she drove us all around the rock. Like, we were out there for 5-6 hours with her. And she took the time to take us out to Cape Spear, the easternmost point in our country, and then up to Signal Hill, out to, she drove us by her house.
Nice.
So anyway, just like, it's little things like that, those really nice touches that we definitely feel like royalty around here. And that's pretty cool, because yeah, you don't necessarily get that in all of our little bond spiels we play throughout the year. So I guess that would be something unique of the Brier. Is you really feel like, again, the sense of community, what this event means, and yeah, just what all goes into an event like this. So, and a lot of free donuts, muffins, all that.
The best part, the free donuts.
Yeah. So I my count's a lot higher than it would normally be since I'm not playing.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
So yeah, you mentioned you're not playing. Do you go in as the alternate thinking you might get to see ice time, or you're like set behind the score clock the whole time?
Yeah, I'm more than comfortable behind the score clock. Like, we went into this event, like, I feel like I bring a role to the team, but I hope that it never involves me being out on the ice. And it's not to say I couldn't go in there and hopefully kind of hold my own, but yeah, there's always the odd time an alternate will get in there if the score gets out of control. But yeah, we haven't really found ourselves in any of those situations, and honestly, even if we did, it's one of those things, like, to get in for an end or two. It's not really why I'm here.
Yeah.
But on the same note, yeah, things happen. Like, you hear rumblings, there's the odd sickness rolling around, and you just really hope it doesn't land in your team's roster. And thankfully, yeah, everybody's been happy and healthy, and I've just been able to hang out with coach and Yeah, enjoy the action.
Yeah, sickness, Trent. Yeah. Probably just a few too many beverages the night before at the patch.
Yeah. You haven't asked me about George Street yet.
Yeah, we're going to get there. I got a question for you at the end of this. So we're with Trent Knapp, fifth for Team Knapp, representing Saskatchewan at the Brier. So what is your, you kind of briefly said, expand on it. What is your job as the fifth? Because I think both Jess and I wonder, like we watch curling and we see the, you know, alternates sitting there. What kind of do they expect from you throughout the week?
I like to tell you that it's something, there's a science behind it, and that I'm adding a ton of value in like understanding the rocks and like ice conditions, or if I'm like giving them massages between draws or anything like that. But at the end of the day, I think it boils down to when you bring a fifth along to event, it's somebody you obviously mesh well with, you get along with well, like you try to obviously, give the team anything that'll give them that extra bit of an edge. And if that's just, having a laugh before or after a game, some of the things I do, like I'll throw rocks in the evening, like I'll go out with the coach, Brian, and we'll throw rocks after the final draw is done. And we'll try to, again, get a bit of an edge on the different rocks and ice conditions that we can take into the next day. For instance, after the loss to Gushu last night, we went out and threw for 15, 20 minutes. So that's kind of some of the technical stuff we'll do, but that isn't really why I'm here. I'm just riding their coattails and just trying to make sure they enjoy themselves and, just kind of be in that right frame of mind to compete. Yeah. And like I've played with those guys for so many years. So I've just thoroughly enjoyed the ride. But you talk to like Team Canada's fifth, they're going to have a very different role than I probably did. Like I think they have a chiropractor and like just again, they're coming off the Olympics. Yeah. And now they're competing at a Brier. Probably makes sense for them to have a chiro on board. So I think every team kind of uses the alternate or the fifth to kind of different capacities, but I don't know. I was just happy to be along for the ride and super cool to be with this team.
So you had mentioned that obviously you guys think it went pretty well. I mean, all the games were so close. Do you think there will be that hunger to go back and try to get there next year again?
I think so, yeah. Like I can speak for all the guys. They're just fierce competitors and none of us are happy with where we're at now, right? Like I think it's still we're still in that it's pretty the acute phases. Like I don't know if it's a bit of shock because it all happened so fast, right? Like I feel like we could have been 5-1 right now.
Yeah.
But instead, we're whatever it is, we're 3-4. So I think we'll absolutely be hungry for more. This is an incredibly exhausting week. So I think obviously once this is over, we'll kind of deflate a bit and take some time away. But no, I know my brother really well. He's again, one of the most competitive people I know, and he's kind of got that constant will to get better and get back to and improve. So I have no doubts and that they'll be back for more next year.
Okay, let's get to George Street. So have you done the screech yet?
Yeah, we got screeched in. Ironically, it would have been a couple nights ago before we had the doubleheader against Newfoundland. We're like, I don't think we can go into those games without being screeched in the right way. We hit the strip and we did it with kind of a bunch of family members too. So we kind of went through the whole ritual and it was, don't ask me to rehearse the jingle that goes along with it. I can't do that, but it was in the moment. It was pretty neat. I was the last one in the line to kiss the cod.
Yeah. That's how a sickness goes around out there is you're just kissing cod and
it's all adding up now. Right?
Exactly. Okay, man. Well, thanks for doing this. We really appreciate it. You've made Saskatchewan proud out there and good luck this afternoon against Ontario. All right.
All right. Yeah. Thanks so much. Really appreciate the call today. And go Saskatchewan. We're proud Saskatchewanians and we'll do our best this afternoon to knock off Ontario.